I stood in a grocery store aisle, deciding between slivered almonds and crushed ones, when I noticed a store associate standing in my peripheral vision for a while. A few minutes into our conversation that began when he approached to offer his help, I realized the man wasn't wearing a Stop and Shop apron. Turns out, he didn't even work there at all. He told me he'd been watching me, and he just knew he had to talk to me. When I moved toward the registers, the man poured out compliments, his voice filled with desperation. That I was beautiful, stunning. There was something special and mature about me. He said he wanted to talk to me more. I declined. Question after question continued. He asked if I was home on break from college, and I answered no, that I was only 16. At that, the man gripped his chest and let out a soft moan as if my age had pained him in some way. He said it couldn't be possible that he was 29. I assured him it could. I wore braces, still had chubby cheeks. I was a late bloomer. Again, this man persisted, saying that if I wouldn't give him my phone number, then I could at least give him my email. You don't even have to reply all the time if you're busy with school, he pressed. I could just be like a mentor to you for a few years until you're ready. I didn't ask him what exactly I would be ready for. I paid for my groceries and told him my mother was waiting for me in the car. Historically, society has associated girls and their purity with flowers in a misogynistic sense. Their virginity is likened to a flower, and so, once tainted by sex, a young woman becomes deflowered. As in the popular TV show Jane the Virgin, Jane learns about sex through the dramatic crumpling of a flower meant to symbolize that when she has intercourse, she will never be the same. While many Christian girls are gifted promise rings, they're given flowers for the same reason. Yet, outside of the purity myth lies a different, less sexist degree of similarity between young women and flowers. Like some unfortunate girl, flowers, girls are picked as soon as the first sprouts of maturity appear. A flower is alluring, no matter its age, even before it has fully bloomed, while it's curled into itself, hiding away its sweet essence of youth. A flower, though, unripe, can still offer its delicate beauty. And the pickers, so filled with desire, are impatient. But it isn't always cat chases mouse. Some younger girls are attracted to older guys. And the romantic interest with age gaps can certainly be mutual. Still, it is the responsibility of the older person in the situation to know better than to pursue someone younger. When I was in kindergarten, I was obsessed with the child rap star Lil Bow Wow. Driven with a burning dedication for our imagined love, I made up a song about him with full choreography and performed it for my family. Yet I'm sure being over a decade my senior, had he met me and considered me the most beautiful 5-year-old on the planet, he probably wouldn't have dated me. Leonardo DiCaprio once stole my heart as he stole everyone else's, and at 16 I would have dropped out of school to be with him. But seeing as he was 40 years old at the time, he wouldn't have entertained such a relationship. A friend of mine once shared a post that says it better than I can. If you're a teenager and a grown-ass man wants to fuck you, it's not because you're mature for your age. It's because he's nasty. And I'm sorry. This applies to any grown person trying to be intimate with teens, including people in their late teens. And while some may argue that age is just a number, doesn't matter in the context of love, experience certainly does. A 40-year-old dating a 50-year-old is not wrong, although that's the same 10-year age gap that kept me from my one true love, Lil Bow Wow. those individuals are in a much more similar stage of life than a teen star, and a girl still spending most of her day occupied with Play-Doh. Some people believe age gaps actually benefit younger women dating older men because those men are more experienced and thus better at caring for a woman's needs. Not necessarily. Coming from a different knowledge background in regard to the world, younger women are a lot less wary, more trusting, and pliable. A younger girl is more likely to see the actions and decisions of that older person as right because we're conditioned to regard age with authority. Younger partners haven't yet learned how to navigate all the bullshit. According to the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, teens who had sex with a partner over 1 year older subsequently had higher levels of depression and lower self-esteem. Additionally, teen girls who date men 3 to 4 years older are at a higher risk of unwanted pregnancy than those who date boys their own age. Researchers have found that when engaging sexually with a male who has more power and status due to age, teen girls may find it more difficult to say no to sex or insist on the use of contraception. A friend of mine was 16 at a bar with friends in Europe when a man wrapped his hands around her waist and pressed himself on her. She wriggled away from him and he asked for an explanation. Frantic for an excuse instead of saying she wasn't interested, because we as women learn quickly how polite rejections often play out, she offered her age to make him leave her alone. He didn't believe her, said he was 32, and there was no way she could be 17. You can ask my friends, she insisted. We're all students here. His eyes lit up with the idea. He told her he was a student too, going back to school for his nursing degree. He said they could at least meet at the library regularly, study together. He said he could help her with her homework. He said he wouldn't try anything. Too many young women have to navigate creepy older guy situations. And as I hear more stories like this, I have to wonder what attracts some men to younger girls. Is it merely that youth is appealing because it exudes health and fertility? Or is there a more profound incentive that a younger woman is probably less experienced, less confident, more trusting, and easier to manipulate? It's disturbing that men should see their actions as either those they will be penalized for or those they can get away with. Doing anything that will not garner consequences should not be a standard to live by. Grooming a teenage girl under the guise of mentoring or tutoring her until a time when you will not be thrown in jail for putting your penis in her vagina shouldn't be seen as a dating tactic either. And depending on the age difference and power dynamic at play, sleeping with a teenager isn't always ethical, even if it is legally permissible. By picking a flower too early, you cripple its growth, possibly denying it the beauty and confidence that comes with naturally full and unaltered bloom. Just a few months after the grocery store incident, I was back in France at a barber shop surrounded by men a decade older than me. When I showed the barber a picture of me with the style I wanted, he gawked and explained how attractive I was in the photo. The compliment didn't make me uncomfortable until he showed the picture to all the other men hanging around the barber shop, who hooted in appreciation. About halfway through the haircut, my barber asked me what I thought of the man who'd been staring at me from across the room. I wanted to answer that I didn't know anything about him. I was thinking about how I needed this haircut to be done so I could go home and start my homework. But when someone is holding shears to your neck, you're pretty careful about what you say. So I shrugged. "He thinks you're so pretty," he pushed. The jeering and goading of the nearby barbers drowned out the buzz of their electric trimmers. I tried to concentrate on counting each thump of my heart in my ears. As my barber cleaned up my hairline, I felt the cool edge of the razor blade on the nape of my neck. With my head bent down towards my lap, I couldn't see the man's reaction. "If he invites you to a club with him this weekend, will you go?" "Okay. Yeah, medium is full of all kinds of weird puff pieces, isn't it?" I resent that one hysterically. And without comment. And I'm gonna go do some more audios now, I think, until I think of something better to do. Hit me up if you have anything in mind.